Hello. Do you mind saying something?
Hello.
Okay. Good. So can you first state your name and your year at Antioch?
My name is Leandro Nyokuzera, and I'm second year.
You're second.
Yeah, Antioch.
Okay, so we're just gonna jump right into it. So the first question. So how do you feel about the statement, race is not real?
Well, we all know that's something that happens. It has happened in the United States for a very, very long time after the abolishment of slavery, I guess. So the segregation, I guess, is real anywhere in the world, I guess. For example, I'm from Chicago, and segregation is still real. That's how you know racism is still happens, I guess, and mm-hmm. It's a real problem right now.
But then, so that's racism, but what about race itself, like the concept of race?
Race as in I have my own race, like mm-hmm. my own race.
Yeah,
is,
like people saying like race is not real.
Well, like, you know, we all know we are different color, ideology, cultures and everything. That's why I believe culture is real. So if someone says culture is not real, then like that's not real. No, that's not true at all, because yeah. like everyone is different. Different aspects, I guess.
So you believe race is not real either?
No, I believe race is real.
Race is
yeah,
real.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever encountered like some sort of argument for this statement that race is not real? And how did you respond?
No, I have not.
You've not?
No, I have not met a person saying race is not real at all.
But how would you hypothetically respond if someone were to tell you race is not real?
Well, I'll explain why race is real, because like every person is different. Like I said before, like skin color is like that's a huge thing that says like we are different. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so you're saying that skin color is like a part of your identity?
Part of identity. You know, like how the people store up with what's called appropriate culture or something like that. It's like culture is a big different. It's the thing that defines race in this case, because like I have my own culture, you have your own culture. It's like that's how we differentiate ourselves in a way. It's like that's, I think that's what it defines race, I guess.
So what are your feelings or thoughts on POC culture on Antioch's campus?
Well, it needs to grow, it needs to expand, and right now we are very small. Yeah, it's like the good thing is that we are starting it. It's like as part of the new constitution. Yeah, it's like I said, it's like still small. I wish it could be bigger. It's like a way for POC students from Latin or Hispanic, Black, Asian to like come together, just like, you know, create a good environment for studying. Having student success and as well as developing relationships and stuff like that. So
how do you feel about it right now? Obviously there's like potential is what you're saying, but how do you feel about its current state right now?
Right now, it's like, I don't know, there's a lot of things that need to be worked on right now, because recently just like a lot of things are going on right now. Problems with, something that, actually like says like racism is real right now, like because like students have been receiving notes, for example, of like being attacked, like yeah, pretty much it, yeah.
So would you say that the POC culture at Antioch is something that positively influences the mainstream culture? Or what sort of presence do you think it has in relation to Antioch's mainstream culture?
I think the big part of it, like, it brings to diversity to the college, for example. I believe also Antioch College has been really good at having diversity. I guess, like, it's POC culture is, like, big at Antioch College, so... Yeah, currently right now, I think we're lacking on diversity. Yeah, I wish we had more of that, I guess. Yeah, so, I don't know if I answered that question.
Well, no, that's fine. So you definitely believe it's a positive thing at Antioch?
Yeah, it's definitely a positive thing at Antioch because like student wouldn't go all the way to learn about race, you know, like how in real world things works. Like some people don't have the chance to experience diversity in the first place. Mm-hmm. So POC gets it either white students or non-POC students to learn about, you know, the POC culture and I guess get exposure to that. So like in the real world, they learn like how to counteract, react to, you know, like not react, but like being involved in the, you know, like in the movement of, mm-hmm. you know, just like understanding each other, you know, like how can we better work together in this game, you know what I mean? Like, oh, how we better not offend you and so, you know, like it's just stuff like that.
Do you feel like there's a large amount of responsibility placed on POC students to educate white students?
Yeah, that's a big huge. We had a discussion about that, like in our day of experience, I guess, here at ENIAC. We happened last week. Yeah, it's like people were tired of like educating. That's the argument we had. Like we're tired of educating, you know, the white students, like what to do or not what to do, or who those who consider themselves allies as allies. You know, what to do? I guess how to better support us students, except not just like doing things over and over again. Just like we just people are tired of that. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
So, very good segue. So, please explain, like, the POC disappearance action in your own words, and as well as why you believe it was impactful or not impactful.
Well, first, the idea was for this thing to happen. The idea was like the students needed a space where they could feel comfortable, living, learning, and everything like that. So, like, the idea was to show how like what it means for the non-POC students. When we're not there, like what it means to be ENIAC without a POC students, I guess that's what the big thing. But then, like, it ended up being very, very productive day because, like, even POC faculties even came to the event. I wouldn't call it event because it's not an event, but it was a way to get to know each other. Get the feelings about like not getting a POC hall. That was the main idea of what we talk about, and how we better support ourselves, I guess, within this community, that white dominated community, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is, so there was an impact within the students, on the students of Antioch. But there's also an impact within ourselves that day. Can you describe that a little bit?
For us, I guess, like for me, I'll say for me, but I can't speak for anyone else. But like I had a good day because like a productive day because I feel like it was kind of therapeutic in a way. Because like I got a chance to like meet with people like me, I guess, and I mean I don't get a chance to do that because I'm a science student. I don't get to get out as much, but as a student, a POC student there, being there was like, oh, this is actually could happen with the POC hall. I mean, like it could happen. I understood like many concerns was like this student safety, but I never had any of personal aggressions towards me. But like I feel like it would be a good idea for having like a resolve. Hall for just POC students, I guess, because like I feel like you have that homie meeting feeling of feeling like you're home at all times. Like it's the best way to do it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
How do you feel about the fact that it's been largely women of color that have been targeted in these recent offenses?
Well, I don't know why, because the huge thing is it might be because like we're not a lot of them, a lot of male POC. I'm not gonna say. Only who I know is like five people only, like male POCs, like, but it could probably be why, but like there's a lot of a good amount than male, they are POC female, then they are there, so here, mm-hmm. in ENIAC, so
sorry if I'm like dwelling, I'd like to ask follow-up questions, you know. So this kind of once again segues very nicely into my next question. Do you think having a POC hall is a form of self-segregation?
Yeah, that came up a lot in whatever the two previous meetings we had so far with the president and his staff. And yeah, it's like this. The thing is, like, I don't think so, because like if we thought that way, because let me do that again. Can I redo it?
Okay. I mean, I'm going to edit this down. Like, you can cough, you can blink, you can do anything, you can take pauses. Like, I'm sorry if there's been a lot of pressure. Like,
it's like, no, it's not good.
Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, it's like society. Yeah, it's like, I think it's an act of segregation, I guess, because, like, it gives an opportunity for women of color to just have their own space. I know the big thing, they won't have to educate anyone in this case. Yeah, because they need to have the feeling of safety, I guess, in this case. But to answer your question, segregation, I think is segregation, just like having a safe place to be in, where they're studying, where they can have student success in a way. I don't know if that's
so. Women in Antioch have their own women's hall, and as do men.
Right.
How do you believe POC hall would be different, if it would be different at all?
Yeah, the thing is, like, racism is a really, really sensitive topic than just like gender, because, like, I don't know, because we face gender, like, I don't know, we have talked about gender a lot of times than race. People are more comfortable talking about gender than race, you know what I mean? Like, racism is like really, really sensitive things. Like, I feel like people like always avoid that in this term. So, like, I feel like ENIAC, here at ENIAC, they're trying to show that, you know, they don't have like the problem, but like that's the thing that I feel like they're very, very sensitive to that. That's something. That's why I feel like segregation is like being brought up again and over again when they say women of color having their own halls, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. It's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see how much time we have here. Okay, we're doing fine. So, do you think a POC hall is necessary on a small liberal arts campus like Antioch? So it doesn't necessarily have to be Antioch, but why on a small liberal arts campus should we have a POC hall, if you believe so?
Yeah, I believe that everywhere there is an institution, they need to have like a sort of a POC or diversity in any case, anyway. Because like I believe like those students are there to learn every institution needs a diversity, no matter what, I guess, because like that's this form of the thing that I think shows that there's no that shows that, you know, like this, the world has changed a lot than it has been the past, let's say 40, 60 years and stuff. So, yeah. I believe it should be that. I don't know, it's like, tell me, I can do this
it's
over
okay.
again.
It's okay.
Like,
no, no, no. You're doing fine. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I really feel bad because like it's comfortable talking, right? But then when I get a microphone out, it's like, kind of tenses you up.
Yeah.
But just going back to the last question. How do you feel about the word segregation in general?
Segregation in general. I believed. Can I say something? I'm here today because of the word segregation, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Came from ethnic battle against people between two people. So like that, I feel like that's the same thing as United States with racism, I guess, because like two people segregated, two different ethnic groups. I mean, not ethnic groups, like races getting against each other, I guess. Like one thing. Okay, I will do that one.
It's okay, don't worry about it.
Yeah, segregation, I guess, the word segregation is, and I feel like, is separation between race. Like, before, I didn't explain race before, but, like, racism is an act of segregation, I guess. I don't know, it's like
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like it's not good. Yeah, it's like,
don't worry about it. Stop. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel to be a person of color at Antioch? Like, do you feel good about that?
I mean, like, I've been always comfortable with myself. I'm glad, like, the way I am. I'm always confident. Black student, black student, I guess. I think I'll feel any different if I was white. Just like if I was white, I would just then educate myself with like what I shouldn't do, and how can I better support my peers or the POC. You know what I mean? But now, like now that I'm a black student, I guess I just like just find a way to, you know, to educate the white student or the non-POC students, I guess, in this case, yeah.
Why do you say now that you're a black student?
I've been always black. I'm just saying, like, if I was white or non-POC, yeah. I would just, like, I'll find a way to educate myself, you know, like, to better support POC students, I guess, in this case.
Do you think the students here are not doing a satisfactory job of educating themselves on issues of color?
I mean, not as effective as this should, I guess, because like we constantly see these things that happens that they shouldn't do, and like I'm pretty sure someone has educated them to don't specifically do this and stuff, but like it happens anyway, right? It's like that's why we start this issue starts, you know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Yellow Springs was once a place of great diversity as well as a safe haven for people of color, greatly due to the presence of Antioch. So, and that was once a thing. How do you believe the prospects of the current Antioch are in terms of getting back to that safe haven?
Well, I think there are a lot of things that makes this thing, like, I mean, diversity not happen at Yellow Springs. One is... what's the word called? Gentrification. There you go. Gentrification. The prices here is like really high up for diversity to happen in the first place. Actually, so if you are lower class, I don't think this is a place for you. But whereas then, like, it was more flexible with the classes. There were all different classes, which opens up to doors to POC. Population or even like, you know, having great diversity, I guess. I feel like, yeah, but then for now it's like I think one of the thing is like the town is not a place for lower classes, unless you are middle class or upper class. I don't think you can live here in a way. I don't know, it's like
I was about to say something. Hold on. Some other students, kind of within our rhetoric, we just kind of spoke about how, like, there sometimes it feels as though there is a person of color quota at Antioch, and it's almost a facade. How do you feel about that idea?
Of what?
Like there's a quota for like the number of people of color they've tried to bring to Antioch,
right.
And it feels forced. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that idea?
Yeah, I think that's a very true statement. I feel like, okay, first of all, like. I don't know the previous president. I don't know the previous president, Mark Roosevelt.
Yeah.
There's a speech he made when we got here. He was like, okay, this college. I mean, right now we're trying to find, you know, students who cannot afford to go to college. It's like, I was like, okay, it's like that's a thing. Yeah, it's like I feel like, yeah, like you said, like this, it's really forced because they want diversity in college. But like, I feel like they need to do a better job of, like, you know. Once they hear the students are here at college, what can we offer them? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, yeah, that's the thing. I think it's forced, like you said before. Yeah.
In terms of the housing issue, so going off of that idea, so if they're trying to force integration, that would make sense why they would spearhead the concept of not wanting us to have POC housing,
right.
But how would you argue against that?
Against
someone who says like POC
not,
housing will segregate us, and the fact that it will not encourage diversity.
Right. Okay. So one thing someone mentioned in a previous meeting was that if the POC students don't feel like they have a place they belong to, they will not come here. You know what I mean? It's like so in a way this having a POC hall will help attract the POC students who applies here and stuff like that. Once they come visit here, they can see like there's a place they belong to. They will have belonging, like a sense of belonging. You know, and like, yeah, and I think that's the argument I would make if like someone asked me like, how that look like to POC students who want to come here and stuff like that. You know, like, one of the things is like our student rate, the student retention rate is like it's getting lower and lower and lower every year. So like I feel like one of them is diversity. Like if you don't have that kind of thing that shows like we, you know, they have a place to stay or to belong, they feel like they belong to. It's like, yeah.
Hold on, I think I wanted to say one more thing. So, there's been an argument made about how culture is very integrated into the fact of belonging. How do you feel about that idea? Do you feel like you feel better integrated into something where your culture exists, or is it a concept of seeing other people with non-white culture and feeling camaraderie within that?
Right, okay, yeah. I forgot the question.
Oh, sorry. I like to like add a lot of adjectives. I'm sorry, it gets confusing. But the concept of culture and how perhaps it can flourish within a POC house.
Right.
Do you believe that is possible? And do you believe that will... Do you believe that's what a POC house can do?
A POC creating a culture, I mean?
Like a hub for culture.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So the thing is, like, having a POC...
Is the desk wet?
I think so.
Oh shit.
Damn. No, it's damn. Okay. Alright, my bad.
Okay, don't worry.
Yeah, POC hall, like okay, POC hall will like create this culture, I guess, because like right now we don't have like I feel like everybody's, you know, doing their own thing. I believe like if people like POC students came together, they will have that kind of like culture they create, you know, where students just like feel free to be who they are, you know, like don't have to hide themselves, to just, you know, to be themselves, you know what I mean? It's like, I feel like our culture is like doing what you believe in, right? So like if you have the space to be who you are, like, or who you want to be and stuff like that, we'll create a, you know, a culture, a healthy environment, you know, in this case, like which people express their culture, share their cultures. Yeah, pretty much it. I feel like it would be a hub of culture, I guess, in this case. Yeah.
What social constructs do you believe that exist on campus right now that help contribute to racism?
Cultures. Right. Students, like, social media is a big thing. Like, people, like, just, like, say random shit because they feel like they have you know, like internet has, I guess, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like they feel free. I mean, internet allows them to do whatever they want because they feel like they cannot be attacked after they say something. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, pretty much it. Like, I think ENIAC has the freedom of, like, of saying whatever people they want because, like,
call out.
No, not cool. It's like construct, you know what I mean? Construct, not like liberate, like not liberate either, no. Like they liberate, you know, like people to do whatever they want. They encourage people to do, you know, what they feel like they want, do what they believe in, I guess, in this case. But like if people believe in racism, they do whatever they wish to, you know what I mean? It's like that's how I feel like this college has been.
So you're saying like the self-righteous constructs of Antioch are what contributes to racism?
Yeah, the part of it, yeah. I also believe that people like, I don't know, like people come in from different places, right? Like they've never seen POC students before. Some people had never seen POC people before. There's like, they feel challenged with the new difference in their lives here when they get here to college. Like, so that's, I feel like that's also what contributed to racism because they're not used to someone else's other than themselves, I guess.
Well, that's all the questions I had for you. Do you have anything else you wanted to add or like anything else you wanted to touch on more?
No, that's pretty much it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just let me know like if you want to do it over again. I feel like
No. Yeah. Don't even worry about it. It'll be edited. It'll be great. I think there might have been like a cup of water underneath here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's a cup of water.
Damn, my bad.
No, it's not your bad.
This is not yours, is it?
No.
Okay, cool.
Damn. That's strange. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.